I want to talk to you about an astrological, astronomical phenomena that's going on that's affecting Earth and everyone on Earth for the next 72 hours. It's called a moon wobble that you can Google if you want to know what it means. And it affects all organic and inorganic matter on the planet. This is critical because I want to try to prove to you how the moon wobble works. Like a full moon times about 10, like Mercury retrograde times about 20, the moon wobble is one of the weirdest phenomena ever to occur in astrology. I've been tracking them for 40 years. And basically, it happens 4 times a year for 28 days each cycle, every 3 months, right? And right now we're having the Virgo moon wobble, North Node in Virgo, Sun in Pisces. So the Sun at 0 Pisces is opposite the North Node at 3 Virgo. Now, when the Sun goes 3 Pisces, that's the moon wobble peak. That'll happen in the next 72 hours. And then 7 days later, on March 1st, the current wobble will be over. Now, what does this mean for all of you? Well, let me give you an example. I called up to order some food today, and 3 hours later, they showed up. Complete havoc. Weather. All hell has broken out in California, in Southern California. If that's not the moon wobble, people are flipping out. People are losing their homes. California has been in a drought, ladies and gentlemen, and I can't remember how long it's been. But now we're being hit with flash floods, tornadoes, lightning strikes, trees coming down, mudslides. So there are people that are scurrying, and talk about help thy neighbor. On the news, they're showing people coming outside and shoveling all this mud. We're not talking ice, we're talking mud. And the rain's not going to stop. Then there's the Oroville Dam. That's the moon wobble, right? Then all this hatred against the president, of course. Now that 75% of the Democrats have been polled that have come out to say, give him a chance, give the president a chance during the moon wobble peak, of course. Demonstrations are keeping up and everyone's trying to prevent him from doing anything, good or bad. But it's insanity. Relationships break up. Businesses fail. People make bad deals. Major rule number one during a moon wobble for the whole 28 days is don't begin any new projects. You're going to buy a house, make the offer before the wobble starts. Move in after the wobble's over. Make it a long enough escrow. If you're going to get married before the moon wobble or after it. So when's a wobble happen? A wobble happens when the sun is at a right angle or exactly opposite or at a 90-degree angle, right angle or exactly opposite, or eclipsing what we call the north node of the moon. See, right now the north node's in Virgo. It's at 3. North node always goes backwards. It's going to go from Pisces into Leo. So the next wobble will be, let's see. I guess in August, February, May. In May, the next wobble will be a fixed moon wobble. That's going to be a doozy. But anyway, I wanted you all to be aware of this, whether you believe in astrology or not, to know April, that April will tell you I know what I'm talking about, April from K Rock, that the moon wobble affects everyone and it makes everyone misfire. Now, certain symptoms of the wobble are doing things twice, 3 times, 4 times. Having people let you down. They don't show up. They don't call. They don't break plans. Disappointment. There's a 90% chance of disappointment for all new beginnings that happen during the 28-day period. But when we're waxing towards the wobble peak, which will happen on the 21st, we're 72 hours away from the peak, then the level of disappointment reaches close to 100%. You do not want to buy a car on February 21st, used or new. You don't want to fall in love or go join a dating site, you see? Or get a puppy. I'm serious. I mean, anything you do during this wobble can have a 90% chance of disappointment. Now, this is one of the reasons why humanity has trouble. See, if I was on the news every day, like I used to be on ABC7, and I could let the people know about these wobbles, just like meteorologists let people know about the weather, the world would be a much better place, you see? Because things like the New England Patriots coming back and winning the Super Bowl when Atlanta had it locked up, that was a moon wobble Super Bowl. Disappointment for the Falcons, right? Yeah, especially all the people who took the 3 points and bet them. Clemson Tigers beating Alabama. Boom, disappointment for Alabama. They always win, you see? Atlanta beating the Packers. Boom, disappointment. See, so you need to know that every 3 months, the moon wobble occurs. Whether you follow astrology or not, you follow me, I'll always talk about it. My friend Steve Hines is a fanatic about it. In fact, all the astrologers I know, and I know a few, track this stuff. Because besides the fact that Libra and Aries and Capricorn and Cancer are going berserk, we're talking there is so much stress in that sign that almost 80% of everybody you know is stressed out right now. First of all, you don't want to drink, get drunk, get stoned, take painkillers or tranquilizers during this period. What you want to do is write down your feelings, talk to somebody about it, get therapy, and try not to escape. Because you see, Jupiter is exactly opposite Uranus, Venus, and Mars. Uranus, Venus, and Mars in Aries are opposite Jupiter and the moon wobble peak. So, you know, accidents, weather chaos, accidental wars, threats of wars, people accidentally dying, falls, stuff like that. This is the type of stuff that's at a peak during the wobble. Sometimes it's best to just stay indoors, right? But seriously, I have about 860 friends on Facebook, and maybe 100 or 200 watch my live. I know everybody that's into what I think about, because people know that I think a lot about life, and they want to understand how life works, like when Carrie Fisher died, or like when Prince died, or like when Michael Jackson died. You know, a lot of disappointing things happen during the wobble, you see, and actually, absolutely. Underdogs win. See, March Madness is not going to occur during a moon wobble. So that means the favorite is probably going to win basketball. You see how it works? Atlanta was picked by all the experts to win the Super Bowl, and they look like they're looks like somebody went in the locker room and held a gun at everyone's head and said, "You're not going to win. You're going to let the Patriots win." You know, and the Patriots deflated all the balls, and the rest is history. But you see, astrology is not a religion. And it's not circus tricks, it's science. It's the science of gravity. It uses astronomy to measure energy that affects the Earth. Now, the universe out there is perpetual motion, just like molecules, but it's very fast, but to our point of view, it's slow. But we as magnetic electric creatures are affected by the electricity of the universe. And that's why full moons and moon wobbles and Saturn returns and Mercury retrogrades affect people. Because the moment you're born, you're given an electrical identity. It's called a natal chart. And your whole life, your body, the trillions of cells in your body have an identity from that moment, August 11, 1958, or you know, May 22nd, 1962, whenever you were born, 11:22 a.m., Cincinnati, Ohio. The astrologer casts your chart. So this isn't a circus trick. I am a scientist. Let me tell you something. The three wise men were astrologers. A lot of Christians like to say that astrology is of the devil. The astrology is of the devil. The 12 tribes of Israel are based on astrology. Lion of Judah, Aries. Golden calf, Taurus. The bipolarity of man, Gemini. Lion of Judah, Leo. Virgin Mary, Virgo. The 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles of Jesus were also chosen according to sign because Christ knew astrology. Why? Because the three wise men taught him. That's why. Three guys looking at a star of Bethlehem. What do you think that is? That's a chart, dudes. That's a chart of the star. They saw this man coming to the world, and they went to Bethlehem to meet him. This wasn't magic or mystics. This was science. They charted his coming. So whenever some holier-than-thou person says, "Well, you're the devil, Fartley, because you believe in astrology. It's in the Bible." I'm like, well, then
That makes Christianity and Judaism of the devil, dudes. Then maybe all these people that say that we're the great Satan are right. Okay, because astrology and Judaism, including mystical Judaism, the Kabbalah, Kabbalistic Judaism, is based on astrological symbology and the frequencies and energies of the universe. I bet you didn't know that. So, remembering the three wise men were astrologers, the 12 tribes of Israel were assigned according to astrological sign, the 12 energies of life, and also the 12 apostles of Christ were assigned according to sign. Everything's in 12s. The 12 months of the year are also designed according to sign. So, you know, it drives me crazy because I am devout. I love God. I don't put a name on God. You know, you can call God Allah or Yeshua or Jesus or Yehudi or Jehovah. You can't name something that omnipotent. Seriously, even if God had a name, you think you could say it in human terms? Now, I'm the most devout believer in an omnipotence than anyone you'll ever meet. And people that know Farley Malaris know that's a fact. So I am not into charlatanism or false prophetism, but I am into science, astronomy, and understanding the basis of modern religions. You got these people out there that are atheists, like Bill Maher, and like this physicist, I forget his name, the guy in the wheelchair, and so many people. You know, they don't understand perpetual motion. They don't understand the science of God, basically. That the fact that you can't stop molecules from moving is proof that there's something out there holding everything together. The fact that the universe is not a random mix of mishmash, but it is beautiful, artistic architecture of energy. That, to me, is the definition that there's something behind it. So don't you ever doubt that there's a great spirit out there, or that there's an afterlife, or that we don't bounce around from lifetime to lifetime or experience to experience. There may not be 72 virgins waiting for you, but there's something out there. But anyway, I'm not trying to get holier than thou on you. I'm just trying to explain to people that doubt me or astrology or its validity. Because I told President Reagan in a hand-delivered letter on his inauguration in 1980 that he would be shot and killed on March 31st, 81. And believe me, his security was enhanced, and I designed a bulletproof raincoat for the president. And also, they rushed him to the hospital and saved his life, and then the Iron Curtain fell, the Berlin Wall fell, and the Soviet bloc broke up. You know, I'm not saying I'm responsible for that, but I did save his life, and I wasn't even a Republican then. But they came to me in secret, you know, classified. They said, do an assassination profile on President Reagan before he takes office. And I did. They made some Lulu the scapegoat in San Francisco when I was the one. But I'm not bragging about it. But I am saying, you know, when I got in the late show, it was because I predicted earthquakes. I knew about 9-1-1 12 hours before it happened. And it's not complicated when you understand things like moon wobbles. So to be clear, the moon wobble is going to peak in 72 hours. And I want to tell you something. I'm moving probably soon. My first quote was $5,300. My next quote was $1,500. Then it was $1,300. I'm even moving 100 miles. That's the kind of thing that happens during a moon wobble. Never take the first quote. Even if you have to rent your own U-Haul trucks and have your friends move you, moving my house for $5,000 ain't going to happen, you know? Calling up a delivery service and having to wait 3 hours for the food, right? Or going out to a restaurant and then having them deliver something you totally didn't order and you eat it anyway. These are things that happen to me today. Then having all hell break loose in California with the rain, the storms, and the storm of the century when we've had a drought. I found out this woman that was related to a man who runs Hassad, a major terrorist group, was behind all the demonstrations in the United States after the election, financed by George Soros, a famous, infamous anti-Semite who worked with Adolf Hitler during the war to finance all those demonstrations. Isn't that nice to know that all these millions of women demonstrated and they were led by a Palestinian terrorist who was financed by a Nazi? Wow. My mind just went when I found that out. Is that stuff true, Farley? Well, what do you think? I research this stuff. I don't give fake news. I worked for ABC News for
for 2 years for 400 shows. I had to tell whatever they told me to tell. I tried to tell the truth about wobbles and retrogrades, but let me tell you something. When you work for Disney, if you don't do what they want you to do, they put you on a paid leave and suddenly you don't have a job. So anyway, just to review, and thank you all for watching, by the way, sharing, liking, and commenting on this. The moon wobble is going to peak in 72 hours. So expect the unexpected and don't make any big decisions in your life for the next 10 days. The moon wobble will be officially over on March 1st, so you can chill for 3 months and do all your new projects, get married, fall in love, buy a car, buy a house, move into a house, whatever, paint the house, change the furnace, buy a refrigerator, buy a dog, get a cat. But anything you do, any major decisions you make in the next 72 hours to 10 days is going to be affected not only by the wobble, but by the Aries-Libra oppositions, which means we're talking whack. We're talking people are going to be lying to you, manipulating you. They might even not even be in control of it. A lot of trust issues. Sometimes someone said, Farley, who do you compare the human race to more than any species? I said, weasel? I don't know. Maybe. My friends are honest, but there's a whole lot of people out there that will lie to you. But anyway, it's all about love. No matter what you do to change the world, it starts right here in your heart. And it starts with you being forgiving and loving to those around you and those that have hurt you. If you don't like someone, stay away from them, but send them off with love. And that's the way to change the world. All this hate and all this demonstration and all this finger pointing and accusation, that's not going to change anything. Nothing's going to change unless we all become a loving, caring, compassionate planet for everyone. Senseless acts of kindness start at home. So enjoy the moon wobble peak. It's tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is when it's going to peak. And then on March the 1st, on Wednesday, it'll be officially over. And that's when you can make all your major projects. You would don't want to get a job the next 3 days. That's going to be disappointing, right? Moon wobble. You don't want to maybe travel. I know a lot of people that tried to get on a plane in Los Angeles yesterday, and the flights were delayed all day and night. Moon wobble. That's it. All over America. So, you know, there's a lot of things you can avoid. You can avoid missteps, disappointments, and all kinds of problems by being aware of the Earth is being affected by erratic gravitational energies that's making everybody crazy, everybody disappointing, and people just not telling the truth. Now, I want to thank you for watching my Facebook Live. I didn't put any music on today. I hope you like my presentations and my clarity. I'm 100% channel. I have no conscious thought. I completely channel my right brain, and I just flow out with information that I think you need to hear. And the people that tune in and share and listen to it because they're meant to. And those that don't, they just miss the ball. They just miss the flag. They miss the tag. They blow it. So thank you for your thumbs up and your loves and your likes. And Corinne, I love you. You guys should buy Purple Plates. Go to purpleplates.com. I've got them all over the house. Purple Plates enhance your awareness, give you vivid dreams, enhance your healing and overall well-being, and set up a Tesla field all over your house. I have large plates under my mattress, under my bed, in my car. I carry small plates in my pocket. I've sold about 50,000 purple plates and never got one back in 25 years on radio and television. And Corinne Durant Winter, my friend, owns the Purple Plate Company that she got from my uncle, Ralph Bergstresser, who was my king. He was my master. And Ralph worked with Nikola Tesla. That's where we got the design for the plates. These are Tesla plates. So if you want to enhance your life and your health, then get some plates, purpleplates.com. They're not that expensive. And they're amazing. And you will write to me and Corinne and tell me how amazing they are. And if you don't know how amazing they are, go ahead and Google Purple Plates Radio Show or Purple Plates and find my radio show. Actually, you can go to Corinne's website and hear it. And I channeled about that. You know, I would not be the man I am without the violet light. My aura, you can't see it, is violet. It's purple. I am surrounded by the purple light. You know why? Because that's the light that rules the third eye, the brow chakra. The crown chakra is ruled by the white light, and the brow chakra is ruled by the purple light, and I can't channel unless my third eye is open. Anyway, I may not like you all, but I love you all, and I certainly appreciate you watching my facebooklive.com/Farley.Malaris. And I want you all to be safe and sane during the moon wobble. Be careful when you walk. Don't trip. Be careful when you drive. Don't have any accidents in the next 3 days. And tell someone you love them, senseless acts of kindness, and 8 hugs a day. And also finish your projects. You know, if you got something going, this is a time to do spring cleaning early. It's a time to pack up, time to throw out the garbage in your life and your relationships and your business and your personal life. This is when you get rid of stuff. You don't want to, I'm sorry, I don't want to ruin your plans because you're planning on going to Europe on Sunday. I know. Good luck. Just fasten your seatbelt. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah, those planes did disappear during Moonwobble Peaks. You got that right. We still don't know where they are. Isn't that crazy? The Vietnam War was started during a Moonwobble Peak. Hello. A Desert Storm was started during a Moonwobble Peak. This war in Iraq and Afghanistan has started during a Moonwobble. See? Disappointment? Yeah. No, you're not kidding. But anyway, I hope you learned something today about the Moonwobble. And please share this to teach all your friends about it so people know what's going on. They don't go crazy and kill someone. Yeah, that's right. People die during wobbles because of insanity, temporary insanity that does not have to happen. So let's try to save a few lives. All right? Is there any questions? No questions? You think I'd get a stupid question? Hey, Folly, I got a question over here, over there. Nothing. People just, they're totally listening. And okay, no, it's all right. If you have a question, you can message me. Bonnie, you missed it again. You missed me live again, and it's... Oh, my God, it's 3:45 in the morning in New York. It's 12:40. Well, you know, I'm a night owl. I can't function until everyone in L.A. is asleep because the energy is too static. You get it, right? Yeah, Michael, you better get a purple plate in your pocket, man, to protect your heart and your vital organs. All right, you guys, have a wonderful week. Enjoy the Moonwobble Peak in 3 days. Now you know. You don't have to be Farley Malaris to know when there's a heavy aspect out there. It's not negative. It's just a time to finish things and not begin things. Remember that. And it's also a time not to do major things in your life. Finish up what you've already begun. All right? Is that clear? Do you understand now? I hope it is very clear to you. Otherwise, I will come to your house from Transylvania. Okay, you guys. Have a wonderful day and a good week. And March 1st, we're free! Now that guy that sells matches... We'll meet any advertised price, so your master's is free. Yeah, right. Sure it is. You'll make. I'd like to see one person they've given a free mattress to. Free!
I can't stand that guy. I love you guys. See you later.